a home for no one. There's nobody left around. I'm not lost, I'm not found. Can we just forget it? Sordid laughter, take a night out on the town. To make an honest sound, I can't remember how. I want you.
Also just released a great official video on YouTube for the other new song, I Want You in the Dark. Tell me about that song and the video.
Correct. Okay, so this song was basically Jamie wrote most of it. He lost a friend like right before the pandemic started. And he just sent us this song where he played the piano and sang it and then explained to us how it was kind of like a song for him to mourn the loss, but then at the same time, like the whole I Want You in the Dark line is to kind of like tell his friends and partner that he doesn't want them to feel the pain that he's feeling. So it's like kind of like separating that and being like, I'm going to deal with this and it's sad, but I don't want to bring anybody else down. And that really like resonated with all of us. And I personally felt very touched by it and very moved. And every time we played the song, I would feel, you know, I would get chills, because then the song itself, it was like a simple piano and vocals. And then we just like really orchestrated it and trying to make it very gradual and big by the end. So we finished it, and, you know, and at that time, that was when, you know, the pandemic happened. So then I was at home a lot, obviously. And I would just, because I have a lot of really good friends that are in different parts of the world, I reached out to a very close friend of mine, and he's an artist. He's a visual artist. And I mentioned it to him. He's like, hey, are you interested in doing a video? And then he's like, obviously, that sounds amazing, because he, at the time, that was when Spain was like one of the first countries that really had it really bad. So he was like basically stuck at home. Like there, the quarantine was like, you cannot be outside, because if you're caught outside, like the cops will send you back in. It was kind of thing. So he was like, I need some kind of work or whatever. And I'm like, well, let's do this video. And then, you know, he brought an idea of what he saw visually. And from there, I, you know, showed it to the guys and brainstormed some suggestions. You know, after 2-3 rounds of talking and kind of like conveying the feeling of what the song was about, and like me explaining to him what it meant for us. And the last thing he sent, I was like, oh, this is really good. And send it to the guys, and they all loved it. And we just were like, okay, this is perfect. Let's put it as the video. And it's been going very nicely. Like, it seems like people are really appreciating it. And it's a bit of a different approach for us. Like, most of our music is a little more upbeat, and this is like our power ballad. And I really like it, because it really gives me like that emotion. Like, the last time we played live, we tried these songs, and I remember crying when we played. Like, my tears came out, and like, I just couldn't hold it and just like felt that energy and wanted to hit the drums louder. And it was just like so special, right? So, I mean, I'm very happy with the work that got done for it.
It's a beautiful tribute. Mm-hmm. Do you have an online presence where we can follow you and keep track of any streaming performances you might set up and any new releases that might come out?
For sure. We have our website. We kind of revamped it, and it's leisureclub.band. And there you can find all our videos, and you can find our Spotify, our Apple Music, SoundCloud, Bandcamp. We also have like a nice merch store for like t-shirts, and we have a few vinyl left from the first album we put out. And yeah, we're thinking about maybe doing some sort of live stream, but we want to like make it sound really good. So we're still, you know, in the process of thinking about what we would do and finding a right location to do it and follow the right procedures and, you know, do it correctly.
Perfect.
Yeah, exactly.
I'd like to take us out with your song Forever. What can you tell me about that one?
Ooh, Forever. That song was really fun, because we actually kind of like jammed it for the first time when we played in Nanaimo. We arrived to the venue really early, and we kind of like set up. And I basically had this idea of like making a beat that kind of pays a tribute to LCD Sound System. So I started doing something like, you know, disco groovy. And then Sean started doing some crazy keyboard things. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden we're playing this really cool groove, and it's just like, whoa, this is fun. And the best part is like, we actually were playing, like rehearsing, nobody was there. And all of a sudden this guy walked into the room, and he's like smoking a cigarette. And he literally was like a guy from the street that heard us playing, and we're like, oh, hey, man, like, can we help you? And he's like, oh, I just heard this, and it was like so cool, I had to come up. And we're like, sweet, great, but you can't really smoke in here, and so sorry, buddy. But it was, yeah, like that song kind of emerged from there, and then we went eventually to record it with Ryan Worsley at Echo Plant, and it kind of came together very smoothly, and I love that song. It's such a good jam, like, especially the bridge. There's like some really cool modulations that we were like, oh, let's make something weird and a bit nerdy, and and it turned out really well, because like it's such an energetic song, and you know, every time we play it live, you can see the bounce. One of the best things for me as a drummer to feel is like when I'm playing something and I can really feel that movement, that dancing, and like when you can kind of like transmit it and see it when you're performing, it's awesome. It's like you can see the synchronicity of the dance floor. And yeah, it's a good gem. Really like it.
It's one of my favorites too.
Thank you.
Daniel, thank you so much for joining me for Indie Beat.
Thank you so much.